The weather picture is a mainly quiet one, at least right now, across eastern New York and western New England. We had a bit of light snow last night, and some flurries have lingered at times today. It definitely is nothing too heavy. It really shouldn't get in your way if you happen to encounter a snow shower over the next few hours, and it's definitely nothing like what's coming up over the weekend. There is still the very high chance of a major winter storm that will arrive later tomorrow. The snow will be heavy at times tomorrow night through about midday on Sunday before tapering off Sunday afternoon. Most of us pick up 1 to 2 feet of snow, and then that's going to be followed by some very cold weather for Sunday night and Monday. It's already going to be cold over the weekend, but following the storm, an even colder shot of air comes in. So things are going to be very cold, especially on Monday. Right now, things are pretty quiet, though, so if you happen to have plans over the next few hours, I don't really see any weather concerns heading into this evening, though there may be a few lingering snow showers and spots. It's going to be a cold night. Temperatures will drop off into the single digits and teens for most of us, and tomorrow is a mainly quiet day. We'll have sunshine and spots early, but clouds will quickly roll in. We'll start to see snow break out later on in the day, but I think by and large, tomorrow is going to be generally okay, but it will be cold. Temperatures will be largely in the teens. Then we get into the storm tomorrow night, and the snow will really pick up. So I think road conditions are going to quickly go downhill, especially late in the day and even more so after dark tomorrow. Snow is going to pile up quickly, and the snow will continue through about midday on Sunday before tapering off Sunday afternoon. One concern will be that mix line, as some sleet will get into the area, especially southeast of Albany. So those areas will see the snow amounts held down. Basically, the longer that the sleet falls and replaces the snow, the less it's going to pile up, but it's still going to be very heavy. All the water content remains the same. I think the Albany area may get into a little bit of sleet, but it's largely going to be snow in Albany. Again, I think 1 to 2 feet is a pretty good average. It'll be lower accumulations across the far north as those areas are farther from the storm, and also southeast of Albany, the areas that see a few hours of sleet, that will knock down the accumulation, but again, that's going to be still very tough to move and very heavy. The cold weather really comes in Sunday night and Monday, and I think on Monday, highs are only in the single digits with wind chills well below zero. And now here's my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. Tonight, variably cloudy with a few flurries, lows in the single digits to around 10. Tomorrow, clouding up with snow developing late, a high of 6 to 14. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Tonight, variably cloudy with a few snow showers, lows in the single digits to around 10. Tomorrow, snow developing late with highs in the teens. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low around 20. Tomorrow, clouding up with snow breaking out late and a high around 30. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires. Tonight, partly cloudy with lows in the teens. Tomorrow, clouding up, very cold, with snow developing late and a high around 20. Region-wide for tomorrow night, snow will be heavy at times, and that snow continues into Sunday with a wintry mix, mainly sleet, well southeast of Albany. It's going to be cold on Sunday with temperatures only in the single digits and teens, rather breezy as well. Then on Monday, a blend of sun and clouds, windy and very cold, with highs in the single digits. Wind chills will be well below zero. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argianis.